NPR mode.
For HKS. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. Nice crisp morning here, 64 degrees is what my thermometer said in the car, but we just pulled out of the garage, so I doubt if that's very close. It seemed pretty brisk out there. We had 14 mile an hour winds. How's your day going?
I started off with a trip to the dentist chair first thing this morning, and it's still so foggy you can't see past the end of your hood up here, so you can't tell how good a day it's going to be.
You about made me swallow my piece of gum I just stuck in my mouth. Well, that's not a good combination. I thought you was going to say you were foggy from the drugs that the dentist gave you. Well, I'm sorry to hear about the fog. That's always dangerous. My neighbor, him and his son-in-law, well, Tim just bought a new BMW, a motorcycle, and the son-in-law is going to buy one now. And fog would be a radical thing to run into this morning. I don't know if I noticed that my neighbor was home, and then the son-in-law come by. I just wonder if he found him one. He was looking at a Honda. He was going to buy a Harley, and then he changed his mind. But at any rate, we wish him well. The leaves are just raining down here this morning. I mean, just all at once, it's just like rain out there, Patrick.
Pretty got rid of most of the leaves up here. They're done gone and on the ground. But other than that, I'm having a good day. I stopped and bought me my Christmas present this morning.
1,000-gallon diesel tank?
I didn't buy one of those yet. I stopped in the Walmart up here. They had one of the little 22 Golden Boys, and I picked it up. I've been looking at them for a while. They had one in stock for a good price, so I went ahead and got it.
What boy? What did I say?
Nephews.
Okay. Grandsons. I was close. I got corrected here by my War Department. She's right. Yeah, I bought the grandsons a Silver Boy and a Golden Boy. And you probably don't want to do this, but I had them engraved. They got a real good deal at Henry. And you just get online, tell them what you want it to say on the side of it, and they'll laser engrave it for you. And it's not tremendously expensive. It's not like hand engraving. His memory has it. It was about $150. But when I give the grandsons theirs, I had it engraved from Grandpa. They're nice little rifles. The Golden Boy, I had just a little bit of a problem with one screw. If you tighten it up real tight, it makes the action get tight. But they'll send you a whole new receiver, and you just take your receiver off and stick the other one on. But like I said, if it's just for you, you probably don't want to do that. But boy, it is pretty.
Yeah, they are. That's one of those guns that I've always wanted and just never got around to getting. So I finally just bit the bullet and done it this morning. We'll put it up and enjoy it for years to come. I may pass it on to my grandkids.
That long, that's for sure. They're American made, and they're really a good rifle. I always kind of wanted one of those little Browning rifles, but they always seemed too short for me. You know, they just weren't long enough to stock in that. And they're a real fine one. The kids bought me a Ruger when we lived in Kansas, and a 10/22. And about 2 weeks after that, they come out with the long one instead of the carbine model. I wished I'd got that, but they picked it up at Walmart's one Christmas for me, and that's another good one. It's a stainless, but you know, you don't have to have stainless. All stainless ever do
for you to scare away the game, as far as I'm concerned. Hi, hi.
Just saying, but my hunting rifle is a stainless steel barrel and a synthetic stock, just so I ain't got to worry about it. But if they can see you that far up in the tree, then I guess that they win that round.
I think the biggest thing they see, Patrick, is your face. When I squirrel hunted back in Kansas, I always used one of those nettings, you know, and the same way with ducks and geese. If you didn't camouflage your face, it was like a flashlight out there, more so than that rifle will ever be. Yeah, that's those are tack drivers, and I do mean tack drivers. They're really good. This is N0TR.
You never hear anything bad about the Henrys. But Tom, I am pulling in the driveway, so I'm going to lose the repeater until I get in the house. I'm going to say 7-3s. You and Miss Bernice be safe out there wherever you're heading, and I hope you enjoy. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3s.
Good to hear you this morning, Patrick. Yeah, and I was referring to both the Ruger and that. That Ruger's amazing. The only trouble I ever had out of one was the cheap clips they sell. And you can always pick them up at Walmart, though. But sometimes they would stick on me. But I hunted a lot of squirrels back then. and we ate them up there. They weren't these tree rats like you got down here. And they were big old fox squirrels. 73's Patrick, KO4HKX, N0TR, getting ready to pull into Oldies.